This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch. You can find out more at Zyn.com. We welcome you back, and this is a pretty special day. We've got plenty of betting to get to, including with Josh Applebaum, VSiN betting analyst. The podcast is All Systems Go. Make sure you download it wherever you get your podcasts. Josh_insights on Twitter. So we're going to talk to Josh about sports betting. He's got plays for you, plenty of them. We're going to have Matt Larkin from the Daily Faceoff talking about the hockey tonight. John Bowman talking about the college baseball. Brennan White from Behind the Book at DraftKings. And Aaron Halterman with a ton, the plus money prints. But today's a special day because Josh Applebaum, my good friend, is back from his African safari. He and his beautiful wife, Elise, and his brother-in-law went on a once-in-a-lifetime trip. We welcome in Josh on the Progressive Guest Line. A once-in-a-lifetime trip, and it's great that you're back safe and sound to Africa on a safari. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Patrick. Dustin, I missed you guys. It's been a couple weeks. But first off, that's my rookie bio photo. When you threw up a list of people appearing today, look at me now, Patrick. I got the full beard. I went full Bushman while I was there. I'm going to answer any questions you may have about Africa, but my goal in this first segment before we get to the sweat today is to convince everyone to make it a priority in your life to get to Africa. It is the most amazing place on earth. We've all seen National Geographic. We've seen The Lion King. But Patrick, when you are out there in the bush, you're being driven by a local guide from the Maasai tribe, which we hung out with our guy, Tom. And you are just looking at, in the middle of nowhere, nature at its finest, a pride of lions, a tower of giraffe, Patrick. Did you know that a group of giraffe is called a tower? A crash of rhinos. That's what we call a group of rhinos, but elephants in the flesh in front of you, walking right by you. The crazy thing to me, Patrick, I went to Africa once before when I studied abroad. When I was in college, I was in Namibia. Amazing. Kenya, you get the same vibe when you're out there. All the little things in life that worry you, that you stress about, the trolls on Twitter, things that annoy you during your day, they all drift away. You become one with nature. It's the greatest feeling in the world. So if you get a chance, Patrick, and my goal is to get you out there one day, and Dustin can be our guide, but it is the greatest place in the world. It's incredible. It's amazing. The wildlife, the people are super generous and super awesome. You live life like there's no clocks. There's no time. It's the greatest feeling in the world. I miss it, Patrick, although I can't complain. I'm back to betting, which is my true passion.
Yeah, and what we're going to do just for a few minutes here, we're going to show some pictures. We've already started. We're going to show some pictures as we ask Josh, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, an African safari. We're going to show some of the pictures, and we have some videos while Josh is talking about his experience in Africa. But already, we've shown just a couple. You guys can flash them as we go here. I mean, right there, we've got a rhino. What is that behind you? Is that a big elephant right behind you? I was going to say rhino. Obviously, it's a big elephant. Josh standing in the middle of Africa with an elephant behind him. My bad.
Yeah, no, it's cool, Patrick. But this is not just any elephant. This is the most famous elephant in all of Africa, I would venture to say, because this is what we call a big tusker, Patrick. So sadly, unfortunately, a lot of the amazing wildlife has been poached throughout the years. The good thing about Kenya is they do a really good job of protecting their wildlife. They really pride themselves on keeping it alive so ecotourism can bring in money. But this guy right here, his name is Craig. He's about 60 years old, Patrick, and this is the most famous elephant in all of Kenya because he's one of only 10 big tuskers left on the planet. Like when you look at an elephant, you know, you see the ivory, you see the tusks. This guy's tusks were so big, they basically hang off the ground. And tusks are super important because the elephants use them to dig for water. They break down trees. They basically help all the ecosystem. But this guy is super famous because those tusks that you see, Patrick, there's only 10 of these guys left on Earth. So as you can see, we're with our group of people here, people from all over the country, all over the world. Like we were one of the few Americans here. I was hanging with a French guy, people from all over the world. But we were basically tracking this guy, Craig. It gets a little scary because the border of Kenya is with Tanzania. Tanzania doesn't pride their wildlife too much. They allow some trophy hunting. Sometimes these elephants get poached. So you always cross your fingers when they go to Tanzania. Hopefully they come back alive. But this guy is like, you know, his gene pool, basically, with that big tusker. There's only so few of these left on Earth. He's a famous celebrity. We got out of the car, Patrick. He's walking toward me. The native tribesmen are like, hey, you can go up a foot. And then they'll grab you by the shoulder and say, all right, come here, come here, come here. Like, he could crush me, Patrick, with one swing of his trunk, with one footprint, basically. But he's a gentle giant. I cannot describe to you, even the video doesn't do it justice. You see it against the truck. The guy, he's obviously huge, but the size, the smell, the overall being next to an elephant that big, once in a lifetime, greatest feeling in the world. And I was able to survive. Craig took it easy on me, so that was good too.
It's majestic. I'm being straight up with you. Even seeing the video, I'm getting a little emotional because it's so incredible. Just a majestic animal. I am curious. You said he's 60 plus years old, and you mentioned the potential poaching. And how has he avoided any pitfalls along the way?
So basically luck, Patrick, a lot of luck, a lot of good, instincts here. But the cool thing, I guess, is that since there's so few of these animals left, they're basically guarded 24/7. So the Maasai tribesmen, who are the local tribesmen, everyone wants to see Craig. If you go to Kenya, I mean, this he's bigger than Elvis, basically, Patrick. He's bigger than Taylor Swift. So people want to see Craig. So basically he has a group of armed guards around him pretty much 24/7. And wow. Basically, this is a huge moneymaker for Kenya because people want to see Craig. But just the majesty of seeing him in real life, everything pales in comparison. He was just incredible. I wish you could have seen it, man.
That is wonderful. Craig. I like the fact that he's named Craig. it's such a classic name. And we've got a picture of Josh standing in front of Craig there. Let's keep it rolling and keep talking about it. The lions, I'm sure, and rhinos go through the experiences of tracking those two. There's a beautiful picture of the lion. My gosh.
Unbelievable, Patrick. So this actually was in Nairobi National Park. So when you fly into Kenya, you go into Nairobi. It's kind of surreal. It's almost like you're an episode of Westworld because this national park, it's surrounded by like skyscrapers in the city of Nairobi. So you kind of get this weird feeling of like, I got one foot, a million years ago, and I got another foot in modern day. But this was incredible. We didn't even have to find this guy. We take game drives when we're out there, Patrick. So basically at 6 a.m. and at around 5 p.m., you have a game drive, which just means you get into a big Land Cruiser with no doors. You see what you can find. Your guide brings you to the animals. But this lion here, he was just hanging out. So he was just chilling, beautiful. Went right by our car. Elise, literally, I've never seen her scared in my life, Patrick. She literally did the gasp and like leaned back into the car. I'm like, it's okay. Like, they're used to this. But seeing him in the flesh, we also had a really incredible experience later in the trip when we were in Old Pajeda Conservancy, where we did a night drive and we found a pride of lions. There's like, this is it right here. Dustin, you're good as a producer, man. I was going to say, throw it to this one.
Look at that.
This was insane, Patrick, because we took a night game drive and we saw a huge herd of Cape buffalo, which are basically like massive, like cows. Basically, there was a Cape buffalo who just gave birth and the baby was about a day old. There was a pack of hyenas who were tracking this Cape buffalo trying to eat the baby. And we're telling our driver, like, shoo away the hyenas. We're rooting for the baby to survive. All of a sudden, as we're staring at the hyenas, the pride, the king of Africa, comes in out of nowhere, scares off the hyenas. Sadly, Patrick, the king ate the baby Cape buffalo. But literally, you want action, like when you're sweating a game? This was action. We had Cape buffalo, hyena, lion. It was all happening at once.
So that lion came in to scare off the hyenas because he wanted the prize. And did you guys actually, I hate to even ask this because I'm weird about animals. Did you actually see the lion attack?
So we didn't see the attack, Patrick. Our guide was like, hey, he's seen this movie before. He knows that either the hyenas or the lions are going to get the baby Cape buffalo. And he said, do you want to watch this? Me, Elise, and my brother-in-law, Carrick, we said, we can't stomach this. So we ended up leaving. We wake up the next morning. We see our guide at breakfast. He said, guess what? The lion got the baby buffalo. Oh. So it's the circle of life, Patrick.
Circle of life. Yep, you're right. It's
yeah,
it's
but still, you got a soft spot for the baby. You only lived like a few hours. Kind of sad.
So may I ask, we're just showing the video. Josh Applebaum, of course, VSiN betting analyst, went to Africa with his wife and brother-in-law, a safari. These pictures are astonishing, and videos. I understand at least being nervous with the lion. Are you warned? Look at this. Let's show the picture. So that's Craig in the background with a bunch of zebra. This is astonishing footage. Do they warn you about the lions and about making a misstep?
So they kind of just, you know, say at the beginning, Patrick, like, never get out of the car. That's the one rule. Like, never, ever, ever, ever get out of the truck that you're in. But the kind of cool thing, this was amazing, too. This was in Amboseli National Park, where literally a herd of, I don't even know, 50 elephants went right by our car. They're super smart. Elephants can remember everything. So these are like 1,000-year-old, basically like trails that they've taken, and they've remembered through time to water holes or different areas where they can find good food. But basically everywhere we went in Kenya was protected. Kenya does a really good job of protecting their wildlife. So all the animals are very used to people. Like the sound of a car doesn't bother them. People being loud, it doesn't faze them whatsoever. So basically they have no issue with people, which is why you can get so close to them. But this one in particular, it's really cool. Like they'll have the matriarch of the elephant herd at the very back, but at the beginning they'll have some of like the younger matriarchs. So like this elephant here, he's kind of just checking us out, like sitting in the car. What's the deal? They were as curious about us, Patrick, as we were about them. So just another incredible, experience that we had.
That is,
it was super cool. The trunk almost went into the car, Patrick. It was crazy.
That's unbelievable. Thank you for that, Josh. What a great experience. Good for you. That is true. I want to do the lions mess with the elephants?
They can eat baby elephants, Patrick. It's a brutal life out there,
my man. They're too cute. We'll go with the beautiful pictures. We'll come back with Josh.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, become a VSiN Pro, 13 months for $199. VSiN.com/subscribe. You get everything we offer. Become part of the family here. Get the picks, get the splits, you get the guides, literally everything. Use the promo code SHARP to unlock the deal. Again, you get a free month for $199. VSiN.com/subscribe. Got you back here. Of course, Dustin Sweetelson, live downtown Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money, presented by Zen. Our good friend and colleague, Josh Applebaum, back from his African safari. VSiN betting analyst. You can read Josh over at VSiN.com. He's brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. And I encourage you all to check out the podcast, All Systems Go, wherever you download your podcasts. For those that missed it, we just went through Josh's safari with his wife and brother-in-law in Africa. The pictures and videos were stunning, and we appreciate you sharing that with us. For those that want to see more, where can they? Did you post stuff? I'll send them there, and we'll get into the betting.
Yeah, so definitely all the pictures here, or a lot of them, are on Twitter. I threw up a few. This is me in my prime, Patrick. This is like me. Like I felt like I was 21 years old again at the front of a safari truck. But yeah, tons of photos, and check your DMs, guys. I'll send you a few more after the segment.
Beautiful. @Josh_insights if you want to check them out. I highly encourage you to do so. It's pretty cool. It's not betting related. Maybe my favorite segment I've done here at VSiN. So thank you for that. How about your Boston Celtics? Now, my guess is kind of tough when you're in Africa to keep up on your boy Jason Tatum and the crew, but a 3-0 series lead. Let's get your overview on it.
Yeah, so first off, definitely missed betting a little bit at the beginning, Patrick, but when you're there, you don't really think about, first world stuff like that. But I was a little jealous watching the Celtics, or actually missing the Celtics the first two games while I was there. I want to give a shout out to Bill Adi, who makes it all happen at VSiN, because he mentioned in the newsletter how game one was kind of a fade the trendy dog situation where the public was all over Luka and the points, line moved to the Celtics. That came through. Now, last night had the opposite there. I was on the Mavs last night. Mavs looked pretty sharp to me. They were -1 up to -2.5 or -3, had a great bet split. didn't come through. I think just the Celtics team of destiny, Patrick. I think they've learned quite a bit from their losses over the last few years. Obviously, Golden State a couple of years ago, Tatum gets injured. Jaylen Brown played great, but came up short. Obviously, the series against the Heat, where they were down 3-0, almost came back. But it seems like it's all coming into place right now. So if we're looking at the next game, Patrick, you're looking at the odds right now. I really can't argue if you want to go Celtics in this one to close it out, because we're starting to see this line move toward Boston. A lot of these games open, or a lot of books open, kind of around a pick 'em. Even saw at one point a -1 Mavs. I'm seeing these lines flip now to -1 Celtics. So it'll probably be a public bet. 65-70% of early bets here are going Boston. But it seems like the Celtics kind of learned not to hang around, let another opponent hang around. Luka, obviously, in foul trouble. Seems to me it's a fait accompli. If you want to play Celtics game four to sweep, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah. How does it feel as a Celtic fan? Like, this is a team that has gone through a lot. Where do you stand right now with this team? And the Jaylen Brown glow up is fascinating.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Jaylen Brown. I think he's now -280 for the MVP here of the finals, deservedly so. Tatum's gotten a lot of criticism here in the regular Boston media just because his point production is low, but I think Tatum is playing winning basketball. I mean, he's averaging nearly a triple-double. Brown obviously looking here to go to the NBA Finals and win that Finals MVP. But the Celtics, Patrick, it's almost like, someone you've watched grow up over the years, and now they're graduating. They've had their ups and downs. They're always the young team, the scrappy team. Then they were the most talented team. They let you down time and time again. It's kind of great to see it all come to fruition, even though Porzingis probably won't play. It doesn't look like they really need him. So I think the question with the Celtics moving forward, you win the series, you win Banner 18, keep this core together. Tatum's going to need a max contract. You already locked up Jaylen Brown. Derek White's the next big player here you got to lock up. And I would ride this thing as long as it can go.
So maybe a dynasty just getting started with this young Celtics team. And there was a dynasty with your Patriots. And last night, frankly, the Brady thing is getting out of hand. The plastic surgery was on full display last night, but they had I guess he was in the Hall of Fame there at Gillette. Why did they have a ceremony when the Celtics are playing in game 3 of the NBA Finals? I'm genuinely curious.
So it makes no sense, Patrick. I think this is kind of an oversight from the Kraft family and the Patriots. The whole thing is, you knew that the NBA Finals and the schedule and the date, you didn't know the opponents, but you knew the dates of those games pretty much back in October. So the Patriots, they're all about like symmetry and numbers, Patrick. It was 6-12 yesterday because 6 titles with the Patriots is numbers 12. So that's the reason why they wanted it to be last night, because so you can sell a lot of merch and 6-12 jerseys. I kind of was against it, and I was like, hey, I'm going to watch the Celtics. I'm not going to watch this. But I was waiting for the Celtics game. I put on, and you could only watch it on Patriots.com, saw the red carpet. I kind of ended up liking it a little bit, Patrick. This was like me back to my glory days, growing up watching Brady, seeing all the old players come out, Willie McGinnis and Vince Wilfork and all the players who have come along the way. Belichick even made an appearance. So it was kind of like, hey, my team's going to be probably pretty bad for quite a while. I'll use this last opportunity to soak up TB12. But I agree, Patrick, kind of TB12 overload. You think he's ready to call his first game, though, on national television? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, he is. He's an interesting one, to say the least. Well-deserved to be in the Hall of Fame there. Okay, let's get to a few plays. Let's talk about that Oilers-Panthers game 3. -135 on the Oilers as they trail 0-2 in the series, Josh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Oil here tonight, Patrick. Got a pretty good system match here. Good line move, good bet split. A lot of angles here to back the Oilers. Hopefully make this series now, make it 2-1. But here's the first thing. Line has moved toward the Oilers. Oilers open this game around -125, -130. We're now showing them up to around -140-ish. So you have about a 10 or 15 cent steam move in favor of Edmonton. Pretty good bet split as well. VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings. Only about half the tickets, but nearly 70% of the money is on Edmonton. So kind of goes to show that the public is somewhat split. If you want to take Florida, who looks great with plus money, that looks appealing. But the bigger money here in moving this number is toward Edmonton. Then we get to the system matches. A lot of good historical angles in this spot for Edmonton. First one would be just real basic, Patrick. Favorites off a loss in the playoffs. Your favorite, you're expected to win. Your awful loss, you got to bounce back. Kind of that zigzag theory. Those teams are 22-12, 65% this postseason, 7% ROI. If you look at the last 3 years, it's kind of on the same mark, 66% those postseason favorites off a loss. Then look at the finals in particular. when it comes to the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, it's pretty chalky here. If you look since 2007, a pretty good sample size, finals favorites are 79-30, 73% straight up. That's a 23% ROI. 2-0 so far this finals. Florida was favored both games. They won 7-0 the last 2 years in the finals in terms of favorites. And then this one really blew my mind. If you get to the finals and you're favored and you've lost two straight games, basically you're literally must win. Those teams, Patrick, are 18-2, 90% since 2007. So I'm going to go down with the ship with Dreisaitl and McDavid. You do have Barkov. Some of these other guys banged up a little bit, even though they should play. I laid it with Edmonton, and I leaned pretty hard to the under. That's been juiced quite a bit, 5.5 under, minus 120.
Good angles, Josh. Very good stuff. Let's go with your WNBA play next. You've got the Dream and the Fever tonight.
The Dream and the Fever, Patrick. That's right. Caitlin Clark, but I'm not going to play a Caitlin Clark prop. I'm not going to bet on Caitlin Clark. I'm going to bet against her tonight. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Dream on the money line here, Patrick.
Hey.
First thing when it comes to WNBA, really lean on the data because it's becoming a more popular sport. You are seeing the attendance go up, but still it's really your hardcore bettors that bet WNBA. So the first thing I look at is line movement because it's really not dumb money moving a number. It's respected action who know the sport. And this line's going toward the Atlanta Dream. The Dream opened -2. They've been bet up to -2.5, -3. Public's on Caitlin Clark. 60% of bets taking the points with the Fever at home, yet this line keeps going to the Dream. They have the much better defense. The problem with the Fever is they just give up so many points, 90 points a game allowed, worse than the WNBA. Atlanta's 3-1 on the road. Fever are only 1-4 at home. And then Rhythm, who I work with in terms of promoting the podcast, the All Systems Go Pod, they have a really good data-driven model prediction on the Dream money line tonight. They're expecting the Dream to win by about 5 points. So I'll make it, you know, kind of simple here, not mess around, 1 point win, 2 point win, and not cover. I got the money line with the Atlanta Dream. I have a dream, Patrick. Let's win this game tonight.
You know what? And that's our great, we'll have our pro tip, Dustin, end of the show. But what's great is when you're betting into a smaller market like this, a line move is going to be moved by that respected money. So that's a tremendous tip by you, Josh Applebaum. We've got a baseball play from Josh. What we'll do is we'll send you over to VSiN.com/picks to pick up on that. Well, tremendous, 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 tremendous. I'm going to let you take it out. So again, getting away from social, getting away from the betting, the one lesson with your African safari would be what?
The one lesson would be, I think when you're grinding your day job, and I love sports betting, don't get me wrong, Patrick, but whatever you do, sometimes it's good to take a little bit of a break, go somewhere you've never been before. It puts everything into perspective. What's important in life, the people who are important to you, your health, your family, and then just being in nature and wildlife. It gives you this feeling that really nothing else can top it. When you're in the middle of the bush with Craig, the 20-foot tall elephant walking next to you, all your problems, all your issues, all the little complaints you have in the first world, they all drift away. Get to Africa. It's the greatest place in the world.
What a great half hour from Josh Applebaum. Great to have you back. We'll see you next week at Josh_insights on Twitter.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and new customers, pay attention. You can bet the finals, bet $5, get $150 instantly paid for in bonus bets, but you have to use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. Again, $5 gets you $150 instantly in bonus bets with the promo code VSIN. DraftKings, the crown is yours. That's the basketball. We shift to the hockey tonight. Stanley Cup Final Game 3 in Edmonton, a 2-0 series lead for the Panthers. To discuss the hockey, we're going to bring in our buddy Matt Larkin, Daily Faceoff Managing Editor and Senior Writer. So check out the Daily Faceoff. Progressive Guest Line brings you Matt Larkin. You can find Matt on Twitter at MLarkinHockey. Matt, welcome to the program. How are you?
Patrick, my friend, it's good to be back. How you doing?
It's great to have you back. I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm fired up. I'm just so excited for tonight because there's so many ways this can go. Like, I think the Panthers are the better team, specifically even strength. They've shut down the vaunted power play, but it's Edmonton. The history, The game tonight, Edmonton's $1.35 favorite. So they're actually jumped up to $1.42. They're pretty good favorites. Should they be favored tonight?
I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt for game one at home. It's the first Stanley Cup game in Edmonton since 2006. The atmosphere is absolutely electric. I think it's one of the best home atmospheres in the league. It's just wild there. So just the crowd momentum as a tiebreaker. Have this unbelievable offense that scored a total of one goal in two games. It just feels like it's ready to pop off. Even though I do think the Panthers are the better team, I picked them to win the series. I think they're arguably the most balanced team in the NHL. It's tough to see Edmonton not getting a lick in here and there, even if it ends up being just one game. And it's an exciting matchup tonight because it's really going to set the tone for what happens in the sense that if the Panthers win, it just feels like the coronation is inevitable and we're kind of playing out the string. This final has been really drawn out. It's going to be such a late end to the season. The draft is coming around the corner. It's almost going to feel like, all right, can we get it over with at this point? But if Edmonton wins, it's okay, wait. This is a series now, and game four will have a lot of weight to it.
I wonder, Matt Larkin joining us, we're talking Stanley Cup Final Game 3. You said you're in Toronto, so you know how much this matters to not just Edmonton, but Canada as Canada's sport. And the idea that we started off north of Miami in Florida, and the crowds, listen, anytime, the barns are going to be crazy, so anytime you're watching a hockey game in the Stanley Cup Final, it's going to be crazy. But my assumption is, coming back to Edmonton, they're going to want to add a little extra juice to let that Florida crowd know who invented hockey. Do you feel like it's going to be a crazy atmosphere tonight?
I really do. I think it's going to be hard, even just for making line changes. I know that the Leafs coach, Sheldon Keefe, said that during, I think it was game six here in Toronto. He said he couldn't even call it his line changes, and that was in the first round. So you have to quadruple that in terms of the magnitude for a Stanley Cup final. I think Edmonton's fan base is already one of the loudest in the league, one of the rowdiest. So I think they will literally bring the noise tonight. Absolutely.
So kind of a contrast, you know, some would say the Oilers now shots on goal, big time favorite to them in game one. We talked about Bob Bobrovsky's been just tremendous. But it was kind of a tale of two games. I did think the Panthers were dominant in game two. So if that were to carry over, would you kind of paint it the same way where the Panthers kind of started to get their bearings in game two and really took over?
I think I'm expecting something between game one and game two. So Oilers territorially dominated game one, and Sergei Bobrovsky was the story. Game two, they were absolutely smothered, erased by the Panthers. Panthers are the best defensive team in the NHL this year. They have the best defensive forward in the NHL in Alexander Barkov. It looks like he's going to play, and his line has done such a good job against Connor McDavid. That's been the most important matchup of the series. That said, now that the series shifts to Edmonton, Chris Knobloch, he's got that last change. So he has the ability to scheme Connor McDavid away from that line. And that, I think, is going to open things up for the Oilers. So based on that factor, I don't think either game necessarily rings completely true in terms of the balance is going to be. I think we're going to see something even. To me, this is going to be the most even competitive game that we've seen so far for both sides.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Matt Larkin, Daily Faceoff Managing Editor and Senior Writer. We're talking about Game 3 Stanley Cup Final. Let's talk about the goaltenders. So a 4-1 win, of course, in empty netter. I feel like Skinner probably wanted one of those goals back, and that was a question. Obviously, he was pulled, but he was great against Dallas. What have you thought about Skinner through two?
I think that he has shown some pretty good mental strength coming back from where he was in the Vancouver series, where he was benched and looking so inconsistent. The tough part for me with Stuart Skinner is every he's one thing, he morphs back into the other. So when you think he's finally figured it out, he goes on a heater for a month at a time. We saw it in the regular season. He suddenly turns into a pumpkin and loses it. And on the flip side, when you think it's over and he's not the guy, he suddenly turns it up again. So I just find him so tough to predict his performance game in and game out. And to me, what we've seen so far, it doesn't mean we're going to get the same version of him tonight. Whereas on Florida's side, I think they just have an advantage. Sergei Bobrovsky, he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He's got two Vezina trophies. He was great last year in the playoffs. He's in the second straight Stanley Cup final. We just know what we have. But he's...
We're going to pull Matt down, and we'll bring him right back up. So, Larry, if you just want to throw him on hold there, we'll bring him back up and get a prediction for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. I thought we were going to hold the connection there, but we'll... Okay, we're going to call him back and get him back on because I want to get a prediction on the side and also a prediction on the total. It does appear that Barkov, the Panthers captain, is going to give it a go. So, again, and this was on the Draisaitl hit, and Draisaitl said he didn't intend to injure Barkov, the captain. But it, I don't know. I felt like it was a dirty play. Barkov, 28-year-old captain of the Panthers, looks like he is going to give it a go. So that is good news for the Panthers, both on offense, but specifically defensively, to have Barkov in the lineup. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to effort for Matt Larkin. We still have John Bowman coming up after Matt here. We'll get to the college baseball. Brennan White will ask how this game three is being bet. They're at DraftKings, and any movement in game four of the NBA Finals, Aaron Halterman to join as well. We've got a bunch to do. Give me a finger up or finger down on Matt there, big guy, as we're talking game three.
Still working on it, but remember, this hockey series is in the same situation yesterday was with the basketball series, and it sounds like we do have Matt back now.
Okay, great. So I want to make sure we get a pick in from our buddy Matt Larkin, Daily Faceoff Managing Editor and Senior Writer at MLarkinHockey on Twitter. Sorry about the connection there, Matt. Let's get down to brass tacks. You do feel like the Oilers should be favored. It's not often you get the better team at plus money, so I'll probably take a shot on the Panthers, but your expectations tonight, Oilers win it?
I think they do win it. I think they have one counterpunch in them. Even if this series turns out to not be that competitive, I cannot see them going down 3-0. Not when you have arguably the two greatest offensive players of a generation, especially Connor McDavid. It just doesn't feel right that they have no spine in this series. And even though Florida has the advantage, I think Edmonton's going to counterpunch tonight and win this one.
Okay, let's talk about the total. So it's been 5.5 the whole way through here. Goals. Now, we almost got there. We got the 5 on Monday with the empty netter. But, you know, the flow hasn't, and Bobrovsky has just been standing on his head. The total's 5.5. Do you expect it to be more wide open or to even get tighter here in Edmonton?
I'm still expecting pretty tight. It's just the nature of the Florida Panthers game, and I'm just wary about ever betting the over on this team because they play such lockdown defense, and the way this series has floated, they're so physical as well that even if Edmonton shows up, showing up could mean, you know, holding a 2-0 lead and winning 3-1 with an empty net or that kind of thing, right? So it's just the style, and Florida, I think, more than any team in the league, has the ability to dictate the style and impose its will. It has so many good defensive players, and also it is the most physical team in the NHL. So they really kind of rule where the play goes. And because of that, it kind of forces Edmonton, even at home, to play more of a Panthers style. So I'm expecting it to stay very tight.
Okay, beautiful. We needed it. We got it. Matt Larkin, Daily Faceoff Managing Editor and Senior Writer at MLarkinHockey on Twitter. Enjoy the hockey tonight, Matt. Appreciate you.
Well, absolutely, Patrick. You too.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. He mentioned Bobrovsky. I agree. Two Vezinas, if he were to win a Stanley Cup, lost in the final last year, but he was kind of gassed against VGK. They staggered his minutes this year, the Panthers, in lieu of this situation right here, kind of preparing for this situation. I think if Bobrovsky were to be on the winning side, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's been awesome. And again, it hasn't been just routine with Bobrovsky. I know our buddy Aaron Halterman's going to have a play on game three of the Stanley Cup Final. Fair to say, coming up in just a little bit. We also have our sharp money. Oh, we didn't get to our survivor yet with Nish Gandhi. We'll get to him, and then we have our family plays. But next, we've got more college baseball. It's getting heated as we get to the College World Series. John Bowman is going to join to give some plays for tomorrow.
Is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch that requires no timeouts or half times. Zyn is a smoke-free, spit-free, hassle-free nicotine pouch that can be enjoyed anywhere, anytime. It's available in 10 varieties and 2 strengths and delivers up to 1 hour of nicotine satisfaction. Find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Sharp Money presented by Zyn as we welcome you back. Dustin Sweetelson live downtown Las Vegas at the D. I'm Patrick Maher as we welcome you in. June 13th, Thursday. So we've got game 3 of the NBA Finals wrapped up yesterday. A very tough performance. Almost when you thought the Celtics were faltering, they toughened up. They showed you something we haven't seen in the past. Bucked up 22-2 run when they're up 21. So Dallas cut it to 1. Luka. Complete. Now, I did see, Dustin, you may be able to find it for later in the program. It looks like Luka gave an interview with Mika Andrews where he apologized and said last night's loss was on him. So maybe we can find that sound at some point. And he's 100% right. The complaining, he's out of shape, fouling out of the game with 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Completely unacceptable. That's on Luka. So we'll try to effort for that. And you've got game 3 Stanley Cup final. It is, the barn is going to be nuts up in Edmonton. There's a couple of things going on here. It's not just the idea that Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in 30 plus years. And Edmonton's always been known to have a rowdy crowd. But the idea that they're taking on a team from north of Miami, it's not Miami, it's north of Miami where the Panthers play. The idea that they're taking on just not just an American team, but a team that was, you know, birthed in what, 93, and it's hockey's sport. I think they're going to be going freaking nuts. And another element, you know, you get one, you're right back in this. So down 0-2, need a little extra juice to will the boys, and that barn's going to be crazy. I cannot wait for that game tonight. Okay, let's get to Sharp Money Survivor. So we're efforting for Bowman. If we don't get him, that's cool. We do have Nish Gandhi. So just to set you up here, we've been going, I don't know, maybe 20 different Sharp Money Survivor contenders now, and there's a big prize waiting on the other side. And Manny Davidson, we've had others go 3 for 3, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but the ROI and on Manny Davidson has been the difference. Now, Nish Gandhi has gone for 3 for 3, and it's Thursday. Nobody has hit 4 in a row. Shows you the difficulty of sports betting, obviously, but also the idea that there's a little gamesmanship involved. Brandon Webb went 3 for 3, but he's behind on ROI. Brad Fleming went 3 for 3. Our buddy Del Guadio went 3 for 3, but they all are behind Manny the Freak Davidson in Arizona. Now, Manny, he's going to trash talk. Now, every time somebody's gotten to this point, Nish is a doctor, and he's very sophisticated. He's got the handsome look. He's got the Tesla. He doesn't even drive the car. I don't know if he's an S-talker, but everybody else, when they got to this point, have taken shots at Manny Davidson, you know, incarcerated, lives in a brick cell, you know, the edits of his videos. It'll be very interesting to see if Nish takes a shot. There's the Freak. Different sweater every time we talk to him. The only sweater we didn't see, I believe, was the Coyotes that don't even exist anymore because they play with the Mormons. But that's the Freak, Manny Davidson. So big guy, Sharp Money Survivor.
Respectful, you know, because the kids are going to see the videos one day. They got to know that dad was appropriate on television. So this is probably why I shouldn't have children, because they'll see the things I've done in video form across the world. Just a quick recap on Nish. Monday, Padres not to bat in the ninth, minus 145. Tuesday, Phillies first 5, minus a half run, minus 115. Last night, Bryce Miller over 6.5 strikeouts, plus 125. That is how we got to $280.93 right on the heels of Manny Davidson in second place right now for Sharp Money Survivor. Will Nish get there? That is the question America wants to know. Here is the bet he is riding with tonight.
How long can you last? It's time to see how the listeners of VSiN do. Your best plays. Your best bets. Longest streak wins.
We're going streaking!
It's Sharp Money Survivor. Pick or die.
What's going on, guys? Mish back here with another pick. Can't believe I made it three in a row so far. Fourth pick today. If I win, guys, drinks on me at the Legacy Club next time I'm in Vegas. I'm going to stick with baseball again. Going to stick with Safeco Field. But I'm going to go the other side here. Going to go with Garrett Crochet. Has had an amazing year. My boy Ian picked him up for $0 off the waiver wire back in the end of March. He's been the number one pitcher in fantasy. K per nine over 12, facing a strikeout happy Mariners team. Not going to do strikeouts, but going to do outs recorded. Had to shop around a little bit to find a good number. He's been over six or more innings in the last eight of his last 10 starts. So found over 16 and a half at minus 146. So he has to go 5 2/3 innings tonight. So my bet today for Sharp Money Survivor is Garrett Crochet over 16 and a half outs recorded at minus 146.
Okay, Crochet 16 and a half outs recorded for Nish Gandhi. And what's the price on it, Dustin?
Minus 146. This is a smart play. The ROI doesn't matter, because the win moves him past Manny Davis in here. The goal is just get a victory, stay under the 150 VIG, which is our limit here for the contest. Get that fourth win. You are in first place at that point if you're a Nish. I think it is a brilliant play. Who cares about the juice? Get that victory. Get sole possession of first place.
Yeah, and my instinct was right on Nish. A little too classy. He's probably on his way to surgery right now, not getting it, but performing it. It's a very stark contrast between Nish and our doctor that I can't remember
Mike
our buddy's
Zillis.
Name. Gillis?
Zillis with a Z.
Oh, Zillis. That's right. Our buddy Zillis, who's like, hey, fellas, was cracking. I moved out of Jersey. The taxes were killing me. So I'm up here in Wyoming standing on the freeway, literally doing it from the side of the freeway. And then his final video was playing video poker at one of the local casinos up there. But he was also a doctor.
But remember,
perform surgery.
Let's be clear here. Del Gaudio got overconfident, started talking smack. Brad Fleming got overconfident, started talking smack. Actually, he was talking smack about Manny the entire time he was in this contest. Brandon Webb got overconfident, started talking smack. Somehow it feels like a karma thing. Nish is putting positivity in the universe. He knows it's not a battle of him versus Manny Davison. It's a battle of Nish versus the board. He is battling the board. That is his enemy. And that's where he goes for his end. And by the way, I had not talked to him yet. The bet he placed, I got a worse number. I am on the same bet. Crochet over 17 and a half outs recorded. I think it's a fantastic play tonight.
The big guy. The Davison video, are we 100% lock if Nish gets knocked out that we're going to get the trash talk from Davison tomorrow?
Manny has been quiet this week. I'm sure we will, but I think the quiet means he's nervous. I think he realizes that Nish is a pretty sharp guy, and he's on top of this right now. And also Manny, you know, he's really a hockey guy, so when people talk about baseball and basketball, I'm not sure he's completely following what their bets are. So I think for Manny, I think he's scared that Nish is going to win. I really do, because I've had no chirping from him this week.
Well, you say he's quiet because he doesn't like baseball or basketball. I say he's quiet because he's probably in the hole.
Solitary confinement.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make videos and talk trash when you've been set to the hole. Walk that green mile.
Yeah. And speaking of holes, how'd you sneak the burner phone into the prison?
Facts. One thing I will say about Manny, you know how much I've turned a corner on him. I freaking love him. But this idea that he's got a different sweater on every time, it's like, Manny, pick a team. Boston. He's got the Bruins. He's got the Maple Leafs. He's all over the map.
As I say that, I hear from Manny.
What'd that freak say?
Manny says, Crochet is getting shelled tonight, plus play Hyman over 3.5 shots, minus 105.
Let's go, Manny. That's what I like. You thought that, and you know what? We've talked about prison reform on this show ad nauseum, and you love to see the fact that they allowed him to have some entertainment down in solitary. Okay, Manny, be on your best behavior so you can get back up into D block and we can make a video tomorrow if Nish happens to get bounced. Okay, tremendous. Sharp Money Survivor taking on a life of its own.
It's a big day. Big day.
Huge day. Everybody's going to be following Crochet. Hope he doesn't get pulled early for our buddy Nish. Next, Brennan White from behind the book there at DraftKings.